own adversity and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in everything that God is doing. Whatever God is doing, it is good. It says, what God is doing, it is marvelous in our eyes. His God's work is marvelous in our eyes. We can witness the goodness and the power of God. And all week we have been teaching on the subject, faith. And we're given Bible definition of faith, how you can obtain faith the Bible way, not the man's way, but the Bible way, and how you can see the result of Bible faith in your life. And if you notice in listening all week, we've been using very specific Bible faith, because there's so many faith teachers, and we're not here to criticize none, but our job here is to teach what? Bible faith. Bible faith work when you obtain it. And our last point that we present this week to you, how does you get faith? How does faith come? It comes from the Word of God. So Bible faith is a living force, because the Bible said the Word of God is living, it's active, it is sharper than any two-edged sword. So the faith is in the Word. That's where it's at. So Bible faith is a living force drawn out from the Word of God to produce manifestation, living proof. Yes.
Today we're going to go over three scriptures, tie them together. That's going to be John chapter 5, verse 19, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, and Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. So starting with John chapter 5, verse 19, then Jesus turned and said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. So what is Jesus doing? Jesus doing that which he sees the Father do. Remember, we said now faith.
Yeah.
So if you see what the Father do, that's now. He doesn't say what he has seen, what the Father has done, or he sees what the Father will do. It says, but what he sees the Father do. Now faith.
Yeah.
What he sees the Father do. So Jesus is doing by faith that which he sees the Father do.
Yeah.
So he's seeing something before he is doing anything in the earth.
Yeah.
He sees it by faith.
Yeah.
He's getting his direction. He's getting his guidance by faith.
Yeah.
Think about the things that Jesus did, the peculiar ways that some people were healed in his presence, spitting in dirt, putting it on their eyes, giving different directions and such. He had to see that in order to boldly be able to direct the people, to be able to do those specific actions toward the people, and to be able to direct people to do what he was telling them to do in order to receive their healing or their restoration, their deliverance. It was by faith. How did he do it? Based off of what he sees his Father do.
Sure.
He's able to reenact it.
So before you go to the next one, Dad, here's another example. Jesus at the tomb of Lazarus. We know specifically, and I will encourage our listeners to study the story where in the Bible, the account, and that story, but the account of Jesus and Lazarus there, and Mary and Martha. There was some specific that Jesus used with Mary and Martha says, our brother is what? Dead. The answer, he sleep. they see Lazarus what? Dead. Mm-hmm. Jesus see Lazarus sleeping. Mm-hmm. See, so you can't, if somebody is dead, then you personally, you're not going to wake him up because he's dead. Mm-hmm. But if you see the person sleeping, what are you going to do? You're going to wake him up. And we know Jesus had really see that Lazarus is in a sleep. Mm-hmm. And that's what he didn't see Lazarus dead. And that's why he called him. Mm-hmm. You call a person that is sleeping, Pastor Diana. Mm-hmm. You say, I go wake, as you says, mm-hmm. I says, where's Mike? Mm-hmm. Your husband, Mike. You say, well, Pastor is sleeping. Then you says, okay. I says, I want to talk to him. He says, okay, let me go wake him up. When you go in there, you don't be silent. You say, Mike. That's it. We have to look at the scripture. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jesus already declared that Lazarus was sleeping. That's why he called him. He mm-hmm. called him by name mm-hmm. to wake him up. Mm-hmm. And he did because he has to see. He's, Jesus seen it. Okay? So Jesus was seeing something that the rest did not see. Okay. Go ahead with your next verse.
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. So there's a very important ingredient when we hear the word. And that is faith.
Yes.
It has to be mixed. So I know I'm not a credible baker, but I know that there's some ingredients that have to be in the cake in order for it to rise and come into the manifestation that people are going to want to eat it.
Yes.
So there's you can't leave out an important ingredient and say, well, I got all the rest.
Yes.
We have to have faith. When the word comes, it must be mixed with faith in order for it to profit us.
Yeah.
Because the word could go out to 20, 30, 100 people. If 98 of them mix it in faith, it will be profitable to them. Two people don't, it will not be profitable to those.
Yeah.
And that's why people say, well, why are you wasting your time going to church? Because they're not mixing, they're not receiving the word, they're not mixing it with faith. So them, it's unprofitable.
Yes.
So they don't understand why you, a believer, born again, filled with faith, are going.
Okay.
You're going because you know it's profitable to you.
Yes.
You know that you know there's no other place where you would rather be during that time that the word is going forth, but they're receiving that word because it's profitable to you. Why? Because you're operating in faith.
Yes.
But he who is not operating in faith is saying, why are you going?
Yes. See, if you don't, you become a what? Unfruitful what? Ear. Mm-hmm. So you can go to church and be a what kind of era? Unfruitful era. Does not produce fruit because there is no faith there. And we open up this week by saying that there's no way you can be a fruitful Christian outside of the realm of faith. To be a fruitful Christian, you have to have faith. You have to use faith. You must understand what faith is.
And how do you know you're in faith?
Yeah.
When you're seeing something in response to the word that hearing.
Yes.
You're seeing something. You're not just looking at your watch, oh gosh, okay, and thinking about everything that you got to do that has to do with the world. But you're hearing the word and it's activating a vision in your spiritual eyes and your spiritual mind, and you're seeing something, and then you have a strong desire to obtain that which you are seeing by the Spirit. So you're doing it by faith. The people who are sitting around you may only be seeing the things of the physical world. They're looking at the walls, they're looking at their watch, they're, you know, on their phone, putting in their lunch order and such, but you're seeing something else by faith. You're being activated by the word, and then you have a strong desire then to pursue that which you are seeing.
Because you're not operating in fantasy land.
Mm-hmm.
Are you not operating in the land of emotion? You're not operating in a wishing and a hoping. You are operating in the reality of the word of God, what it says, the practical word of God. The word must become real. The word of God must becomes real. It doesn't become real by a wishing and a hoping. It doesn't become real by what you think. Because the last time I read the word of God in Isaiah, it says, "For my ways are not your ways. For my thoughts are not your thoughts." So there's no way I can compare the way I think and the way I do things with God. It doesn't match, Diane. So I have to go back and follow what Jesus says in John. I only do the things that I see my Father do. Okay.
And sometimes, you know, when we're talking about faith, sometimes we may think that it's for something huge, like building an ark and such. But it's to be empowered also to do practical things. Like Pastor just said that word, practical. So we're hearing the word and we're being empowered to do practical things. The things that the enemy is trying to defeat us in, areas that he's trying to show us all of our deficits in. Now we're being empowered. So we're hearing the word and now we see ourselves taking our rightful place as parents. We see ourselves taking our rightful place in our household. We see ourselves taking our rightful place back in the spirit. We're being empowered. Practical things. I remember leaving church when I first started coming, just be empowered to go home and clean my house.
That's it.
You know, it's not just always these big things.
Yes.
Oh, we see, okay, we have a blueprint to build a mansion or a community and such. Sometimes we think faith is just for those big, high-dollar, million-dollar ideas. But no, we need faith to be able to be empowered to rise up, to not be defeated up under the covers and beat down every day in our emotions. But we need faith to be able to see ourselves the way God sees us, to see the value, the purpose that God has put us within our family structure, within our community, and every place our soles of our feet touch. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count.
Are you
looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station. Your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
Spirit sound, rushing wind, fire of God fall within. Holy Ghost, breathe on us, we pray. As we repent, turn from sin, revival embers smoldering. Breath of God, fan us into flame. We need a fresh wind, the fragrance of heaven. Pour your spirit out, pour your spirit out.